This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CARB to debate LCFS, the climate benefits of rice and Prop 12's international impact. CARB to debate changes to LCFS. The Air Resources Board is hosting a hearing today on staff proposals to make the low-carbon fuel standard more stringent. Staff pushing for a bigger role for biomethane, which is largely generated from dairy digesters. They are urging board members to maintain support for digesters to avoid backsliding on greenhouse gas reductions. CARB is taking a stricter approach to crop-based fuels like ethanol. Staff warn that biofuel production, quote, must not come at the expense of food production or forests. CARB could consider steps that other countries have taken to introduce guardrails. They can ban certain feedstocks or locations the fuel comes from. For example, they could also establish sustainability criteria or set limits on credit or volume. Electeds to bash dairies. Progressive state lawmakers are urging CARB to eliminate credits for digesters, echoing the concerns of environmental justice groups. Nine coastal lawmakers and Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Merced sent a letter to CARB in July calling for the board to instead put those incentives toward electric vehicles. New CDFA grants boost rice for climate benefits. CDFA is offering grants for Delta farmers to swap corn out for rice, that in an effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Healthy Soils Program has a new eligibility category for demonstration projects that take land used for other annual crops and resaturate it for rice cultivation. According to CDFA and CARB scientists, the practice reduces organic matter oxidation from the Delta's highly organic soils, which are responsible for a quarter of the state's total ag emissions. Delta Conservancy scientists have described the emissions as, quote, a small chimney that is rapidly pumping carbon into the atmosphere. Saturating the fields stops the degradation and can reverse subscribe, preventing salinity intrusion. A 2020 report to the Delta Protection Commission found that Delta farmers, like many Central Valley growers, have shifted toward higher revenue permanent crops like almonds and wine grapes. Alfalfa and corn acreage has declined. Though these remain the most common crops in the Delta, wine grapes have, quote, soared past processing tomatoes as the biggest revenue generator. Now keep in mind, rice still produces methane emissions from flooding fields in winter to decompose old stalks rather than the old practice of burning them. Prop 12 has international impact. AgriPulse Spencer Chase is continuing his reporting from this week's USDA trade mission in Chile. California's Proposition 12 animal housing law is not only causing many American pork producers to rethink their approach to sow facilities, but the impact is also spreading beyond U.S. borders. A representative from the Chile Carne, which represents meat exporters in the country, told a contingent with the USDA's trade mission to Chile the country's hog production is shifting to Prop 12 compliant to maintain access to the California market. Roughly half of the country's pork production is exported, and North Carolina pork producer Jan Archer said the representative told them the Chilean market sector certainly can't be segregated product. 50% of their product is exported, and they don't know which 50% it's going to be, so everything has to be Prop 12 compliant, according to Archer. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA sees new opportunity for U.S. almond walnut exports to India. India's almond and walnut imports are expected to increase in the 23-24 marketing year, that from September to August. The U.S. should be in good position to take advantage of the trade opportunity, that according to a new report from the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. India announced in June that it had agreed to do away with a 20% retaliatory tariff on U.S. almonds and walnuts, and that took effect earlier this month. India's overall almond imports are expected to increase to 170,000 metric tons for 23-24, and the country's walnut imports are seen rising to near 40,000 tons. Thompson deflects attacks on farm programs. Call it a dry run, and a very successful one at that. House Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania got to warm up for the coming farm bill debate by working to bury some key amendments to the fiscal 24 agriculture spending bill. The amendment votes were largely symbolic, but they're still nevertheless involved in a noteworthy issue. The House rejected 49-377, a GOP amendment aimed at barring USDA from operating checkoff programs. Only 28 Republicans voted for the amendment that Thompson took the lead in opposing. Supporters of the amendment are angling to use the farm bill to win the new restrictions on checkoffs. Thompson also successfully defeated an amendment that would have barred USDA from mandating electronic IDs for cattle and bison. That GOP proposal failed as well, 97-336. Now keep this in mind, the stakes for Thompson will be much higher when it comes to the farm bill, because any amendments that get adopted on the House floor can complicate negotiations with the U.S. Senate. Pesticide sales on eBay violate FIFRA, government says in a lawsuit. The federal government is suing online retailer eBay for illegally selling unregistered, misbranded, and restricted-use pesticides, including products subject to a stop sale order issued in the company in 2020. Since 2016, the company has distributed or sold at least 23,000 such products, the Justice Department and EPA say. Among those products, Miraculous Insecticide Chalk, an unregistered product that contains insecticides that, quote, can cause serious harm to those who are exposed via multiple routes, the agencies said. Another one was Sniper, which is no longer registered in the U.S. and contains dichlorovus, or DDVP. FDA's new foods chief starts role. Jim Jones, FDA's new deputy commissioner of human foods, officially started at the agency this week, and he's set to address FDA staff this morning about his plans for the months ahead. In a letter sent to agency staff, Jones says he came to the agency, quote, to lead a transformation into a single program that embraces coordination, prevention, and response activities. Jones says he believes, quote, strongly in the vision outlined by FDA Commissioner Robert Califf to move the agency forward in the wake of the infant formula crisis that exposed significant flaws at FDA. the new Human Foods Program will bring together FDA's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, its Office of Food Policy and Response, and the Office of Regulatory Affairs. Together, CFSAN, OFPR, and ORA will bring the best we have to bear, creating a program that surpasses what each has been able to accomplish separately, Jones says. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Water is essential to every community. That Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Kalimlum-Touton on awarding another $30 million to the site's reservoir proposal, the federal contribution now stands at $244 million. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Galley.